Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Fierce Conversations with Alice Wheaton, Trey, Misha, and No IG Ava. We're going to just start things off a little light and just tell you guys what some of the ladies in hip-hop have been up to since the last time we talked.
So Tink teased a snippet for her different video. It's giving a real sexy vibe, as is a snippet Trina teased for her video Redemption. And closing out the sexy theme is the clip Dreezy dropped for her Love Someone video featuring Confirmed Bae Jacquees.
Don't let Birdman get to your money.
They're cute though. I like them.
They are cute.
Shout out to Chicago love.
On another note, Asian Dow dropped Talk. Saya dropped the Slide video. Malibu Mitch dropped China White. She is a beast, by the way. Let me not forget to say that.
Yeah, we were talking about that last episode.
And my fave, Tokyo Jets, killed the freestyle on DJ Booth's Bless the Booth segment.
Facts. I'm so happy these girls are releasing so many freestyles. Like, especially when Nicki dropped those three freestyles on Cream Radio. That Barbie drip, Barbie Going Bad, and Barbie on it, that shit was hard.
She ain't the only one dropping new music, though. Mm.
That is very true.
Because you got Bay Sir with him, her fine ass. That dropped the stubborn ass video.
That is a man. Mm-hmm. Young and May dropped stubborn ass with what? Who? Bernice Burgos.
Oh, it was cute. Yeah, yeah,
the video was cute though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was cute. I thought Ari was gonna be on it. I don't know why.
I could see that too.
I second that because I thought she was.
When people were speculating if they was dating or not, I thought it was because they were shooting a video. That's usually beauty.
Yeah, I can say. They probably fucked one time.
What?
Also, Cardi B and Bruno Mars dropped Please Me. It's a bop. Certified bop. Just me.
I haven't had time to listen to it.
That sounds like shade.
I love me some Cardi. I love me some Cardi. Don't get me wrong. With all the stuff that she doing.
Yeah, go ahead. Clean it up, baby.
Right.
I haven't listened to it. I'm not even going to lie. I have not listened to it yet because I've been too caught up on the outside shit. Like when she blew up on everybody on Instagram.
She was blowing up on somebody. But then Lil Kim dropped. Go off.
She did. Did she go off is the question.
We said in the previous episode that we did not want to hear Auto-Tune Lil' Kim.
Look, I had a whole rant about it, and she did it again anyway, so I'm going to just leave it at that.
Like,
I'm tired and through, and so is her Auto-Tune.
I don't know. I think maybe she's trying to connect with, like, the younger audience.
It's not going to work.
But Lil' Kim is, what, in her 40s? It's like, you don't have to connect with a younger audience. You're Lil' Kim. You're a legend. Like, you're iconic. You're... place in hip-hop has already been stamped and certified. You don't have to do that shit.
I know she set the Barclay Center down the other night, last night.
She did, I saw that.
She performed.
That was a much better performance.
Throwbacks, Floating on Your Love, Crush on You, Get Money, and she had that crowd on. Crazy. And a lot of, when I was on Twitter looking at the comments, a lot of people said that that's the Kim that they want. They don't want Auto-Tune Kim.
Leave Auto-Tune Kim. When did she start that shit? 2013, 14? Leave her... wherever the fuck she started at. Leave her back up somewhere.
I just,
we don't need her. We don't like her.
I don't know. Old you.
I didn't care for the song in terms of the auto-tune and how it sounded, but I did listen to the lyrics, mm-hmm. and I like the cockiness, the swag that mm-hmm. it come with. I'm going to hold off on saying like 100% if I liked it or not until I see the video. Because that song, whether auto-tune or not, it has a lot of potential. Mm-hmm. Especially how she's been building up with these drum break shows. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just see like a little collage or whatever they call them. Her walking these fashion shows throughout the years and shit. Mm-hmm. And go off. What she say? She the greatest or something. Anyway. Yeah. Go off.
Did she start that trend?
It's a debate between her and Foxy. Most people say Kim. She brought high fashion and hip-hop together for mm-hmm. women. However, I have seen Foxy doing some fashion stuff before I've known Kim to have done it.
Right.
And I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm
just
still a baby.
Call it a tie.
We're waiting on our invite, New York Fashion Week, whenever you're ready.
Well, if you're going to be shady towards Kim, they're probably never going to be. Just saying.
True.
Let's stop. Get off topic. Y'all, that's not the only thing that's been going on. Queen Key, whom I love, with a little ratchet self. She pushed back Eat My Pussy 2, but it is still on the way. And I don't know, I just believe her when she say that it's a good thing that it's being pushed back. So waiting for that to drop, but she did do a little teaser the other day and she been dropping little snippets. So, you know, I'm happy for that. And then Nicki Minaj, of course, dropped Dumb Blonde with Avril Lavigne. I don't know about y'all, but I was a skater girl. You know, I said, see you later, boy. He was not good enough for me. So I was happy about that collab, but it's been getting mixed reviews. Not mixed reviews in terms of like people saying it's bad, but mixed reviews and people just deciding to not comment. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. I just think they're not ready for Rock Nicki, or Avril just not hitting this right now.
I mean, it is a random collab, but...
It is, but it ain't to me because Avril, that's her comeback. She coming back, right? Mm-hmm. And hip hop is mainstream. Hip hop is pop culture right now.
Yeah, basically.
The best way to do it, who's mainstream that has the same fan base? The fan base that Avril was trying to get to.
Right.
It's
Nicki, 12-year-olds. Right. I'm gonna be nice.
International 12-year-olds,
okay.
Though.
Okay, no, Nicki's
international 12-year-olds.
No, Nicki's playing
in
this episode.
That's a 12-year-old. I think having all this music, having all these choices is highlighting, is like, I guess the struggles that women go through besides being women in the industry. Like with Sia, how she wrote that open letter about how she feels the industry has overlooked her. Y'all saw that? Mm-hmm. Like, I felt it.
I mean, but with all the stuff that's going on now, all the stuff that's dropping, from mixtapes to videos to albums to EPs.
For Sia or just in general?
Just in general, it's making it hard for people to deny these women.
But in terms of Sia, I just feel like she hasn't had that, unfortunately hasn't had
that push behind her.
Yeah, and she, wasn't she like,
she had her own show though.
Wasn't she signed to Tank at one point? Yeah. It's like, what can Tank, and that's no shade to him, but what can he really do for Sia's career? Like, I didn't, when I first heard that she was signed to him, I don't know if she's,
I was confused by that.
I was confused and I didn't think that was a good move for her. Like, to me, it just didn't make sense.
Like, even on the show, like, have you ever watched the show?
I watched it with like the first season or two. That's when I found out she was signing to Tank and I was just like, for what?
That was not,
I had mixed feelings on that. Like,
her signing to Tank?
Tank, at the end of the day, he might not be a major hip hop influence. He's still got a bag though. Yeah. And a bankroll can take you way farther than talent. And in this case, even though he was Tank, she had funds and she has talent.
Is she still signed to him?
I don't know. But she probably got her own bag. Now, them videos do not look cheap.
No, they don't. I do like that slide song, that slide video. And Sia is so fucking cute. Like, how y'all go for Young and May? Young and May is fine, and that's Daddy. I kind of go up like that for Sia. She's in that category, too. Like, whew, what do they use? Dildos? What's it called? Strap? She can strap me down.
Yeah. yeah. No shade to Sia. I'm sorry if I'm pretty mispronouncing the name, but I can't do it. I don't get that vibe from her. Just M.A. just seemed like a man to me.
She is
like,
so fucking cute.
I mean, she ain't no ugly nigga. She's not baser.
She
don't
give
me man's ass. Like, I don't know. I like Young and May because I feel like ain't no dude ever... I believe her because she gives that vibe that she ain't never slept with no dude. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of dudes out here that can't even say that. Mm-hmm. So, I get that vibe from her.
All that aside, her song Slide, or her remix to Slide, is a bop. I like the visuals in the video. It just gives me, like, a whole bunch of IG filters. Kind of like that retro vibe, you know, mm-hmm. LA, you know.
Oh, I get what you're saying, yeah. It was good. I was mad, though, because everybody was, like, up in arms. All these blogs have reposted her letter, mm-hmm. her open letter or whatever, saying Sia feels like she's being overlooked. Sia feels like she's being overlooked, seemingly like they cared. But then when she dropped the teaser for Slad, nobody reposted it.
Y'all just proving her point.
It's like, don't go with no trend. Like, if you're going to promote somebody and support a person and support their
promote
music,
everything.
Yeah.
Don't try and jump in when it's trending or when they in a bad place. Support them before, you know, we get to that part.
Yeah. Her video's a bop and I'm rooting for her.
But do we feel that she's overlooked? I don't think she's overlooked the way she feels that she's overlooked, though. Like, she might not be where she wants to be, but the fact that we're discussing her right now, she's a lot further than...
Yeah.
I mean, she's further than most. You know, she should definitely give herself some credit.
Yeah.
Is she probably in her mind, she's probably, she in her mind, she like she saw herself being further than where she is right now. And the fact that she not make her feel like she overlooked, while at the same time you cannot deny that she possibly might be overlooked, but
what is overlooked though? Like, I ain't saying that she's not overlooked. My whole thing though, because in the letter, I'm going to pull it up right now. I should have had it ready, but she said something along the lines how she doesn't put out music because she loves it anymore. And any sympathy that I would have had for her in that situation or what, like, co-signed or agreed with her, it was gone out the window when she said that. Because music is a feeling. If you're not doing it because you love it, it's not going to sound the way that you want it to sound. Especially just being honest and realistic. If you don't have that team behind you, which she doesn't, since she don't have
a passion for it.
There's a lot of different factors that go into why you're not popping or why you're not where you think you should be.
Talent
is
not
it. It's not just talent. It's your team, finances. It's all different. It's all different types of shit that goes into that. And let's be honest, her team is just not
what it's supposed to be.
Her team
sucks.
Bottom line, they're just not doing their job.
Yeah, I feel like if your team not where you need it to be, but you bankroll, you can afford to just distribute your music, then your passion and your love and your drive still has to be there, and people will connect with, like, you know, your music, your heartstrings. Here you go, I just pulled it up. She says, to the fans, I have worked tirelessly for years with hardly any true recognition. I am undervalued and at times feel as if my music and contribution to hip-hop are not appreciated. I have opened lanes and kept quiet. I've remained humble and modest. Talented is an understatement. I am frustrated and constantly on edge due to my anxiety, yet I still keep pushing because I believe in my worth. I no longer create because it makes me happy. At this point, I make music because I don't want to let the fans down. And I feel like
that's no problem. Good.
Cause you just putting out anything and people can't connect. Your fans that connected with your passion for the music originally, they not getting that vibe no more. You know, she says, and she also says, is music my passion? Yes, it's all I know. I write, engineer, mix, and master all of my own music. Radio plays, label meetings, festivals, magazine covers. I've been overlooked, but I'm overdue. To be honest, when do I speak up? When do I walk away? I'm still just human, but I'm a fucking remarkable artist with a catalog that dates back 20 years. Damn, that is an accomplishment. A mental health advocate, LGBTQ music pioneer, actress, reality TV star, lyricist, first of all, most of all, drained. That's some deep shit, and it makes me think, like, how is she measuring her success or what's being overlooked? Because she's been on major promo ads, if for nothing else, for the show that is about her music. Mm-hmm. And other people ain't got that. But I feel where she's coming from. I'm just saying it. She needs to put...
I mean, she has a right to be frustrated, but I do agree with what you're saying. Like, if the passion isn't there, it's
why
not
going to...
Why are you still making music and it's not going to connect... The music that you are making is not going to connect with your fans.
Right, exactly. She's not going to connect with
It's going to fall on deaf
ears.
Don't
do us a favor. Don't do me a favor. Don't make music because you think you owe it to me and you're doing me a favor. It sounds like, you know...
Because if it's trash...
Because that's what's going to fuck her up in the long run. You just...
It's basically like she's saying, my heart isn't in it. You know, I'm not in love with what I'm putting out, but I owe it to the fans. We can hear the difference. You know, if you really fuck with you, you can hear the difference. And it's like you just putting out music to kind of pay your bills.
Lazily rapping over the beat instead of going hard. How a motherfucker know
you can go hard like that? And because she's talented, she's held to a different standard.
Exactly.
So she has to deliver in those areas and have that and be personable. Mm-hmm. She can't just be talented. But, I mean...
But again, Slide was a bop. I did like it and the video. And, you know, wish her the best.
Of course.
You know, all the success with her cute ass.
Yeah, she's not an ugly girl at all.
If you like dark skin girls, you know, slide in my DM @_ I'm just kidding.
She's serious.
She just @Trey_ on Instagram.
What else happened? I know Asian Doll just did XXL. That came out.
She's so hyped about her features and stuff that's coming up. Like, she real excited because she's making bigger foot moves than a lot of people thought she was going to make.
I mean, but she's signed to 1017.
Yeah.
And Gucci, so it's like...
He putting it behind her.
Of course she gonna make a move. I think that's kind of...
You know, she's on tour.
There's a lot of girls that signed it and ain't putting out music. Dream Doll is one of them.
Girl.
She ain't signed to Gucci.
She signed to Money.
Well, she just signed to Money.
And ain't Gucci like, signed to?
Well, that's a whole nother case. I don't know.
That's a lot We're of hands dipping in the bag. Right
now. We're only talking about one doll.
But Asian, right, she's currently on tour right now with the Batty Barbie Girl. And was trying to prepare for another tour with YNW Melly, who met
the demon.
I like him.
No, what?
I don't know him personally to speak on what he did.
He looks crazy.
That night. See that
like, what's she gonna do in replace of that? Is my question. Like, what else do you have lined up if that tour got you knocked off?
For those who don't know, YNW Melly is facing a double homicide, double murder charge. He allegedly murdered. Him and an accomplice murdered or set up
two of his friends,
two close childhood friends, and tried to make it look like I think a robbery or some kind of setup.
Left them on the road.
I was listening earlier though to I forget some lawyer saying something, basically saying that they don't have enough evidence to build a case against him, or if they had enough evidence to build the case, then they wouldn't be going. Then they wouldn't be going about it the way that they is, but.
That shit, the shit already got a stamp on his name, even if he didn't
it's enough,
do it.
It's enough
to hurt his career.
On halt. So.
I mean, I feel like they should have did the tour any fucking way. Like, Asian Doll can't bring him out. That's fucked up.
How they gonna...
If she was on the other foot, they probably would have.
Why can't they just keep the tour and find someone to replace him?
But if it wasn't his tour, was it a joint tour?
I think it was his tour.
I didn't know that. Like with Tyena Taylor, when her and Jeremiah had their issue, they just gave it to her to Tyena.
Because it's YNW Melly, the one that's in jail now. Mm-hmm. The two guys that was killed, they was YNW too. So it's like, how many of them is it? Like,
tour,
is it a
it's
group
still,
thing?
Like, unfortunately, like, they still could have been like, okay, he out the tour. Asian Doll was good enough. He has a big enough of a pool for us to put on the ticket.
Right, to That's cover that.
So why like, not just get get somebody else or get a tour to her? I'm all for giving a tour to her because
she
could have killed it.
She still could have filled the seats.
Exactly. And if not, if y'all feel like she couldn't have filled the seats, then y'all could have ran a promo. Y'all could have did y'all job, whoever the promo and marketing people is. Mm-hmm. Could have did their job and made sure that they filled the seats and created new fans for Asian Doll.
But to double back on Asian Doll's...
I was going
to
blame the artist.
Asian Doll's XL
right.
feature.
She did her motherfucking job.
Thank you.
She was talking about how a lot of her music is slept on and... Don't get me wrong, Asian Doll is dope. I love her as an artist, as a rapper. But the song she was referring to, Janet Jackson, I listened to it. And she was, you know, saying how a lot of people would sleep on her music. I'll continue to dream on that one. Because it's not one of her hottest songs to me. It's a good song, don't get me wrong, but it's not her hottest.
I haven't heard it, but I like Asian Doll the way she rapped and the way she flowed.
Oh, really no, she was trying to sing on this one.
Oh, damn. I mean, all these bitches trying to sing. But I don't really judge Asian Doll music, like, in terms of, like, Firelight. Not to say if I listen to it, because I do listen to her stuff, but most of all, I hear her potential, if nothing else. Because Asian Doll, once she get her team aligned and her marketing strategy together,
she going to take off.
And her songwriting, cause, and she got her own name. She ain't got to fit in with nobody else. And she doing her own little thing, so I respect that shit. But I ain't heard that song, though.
I mean, in a world of dolls, I feel like Cash Doll and Asian Doll are
the standout. Two that's doing the best.
Yeah. Also, y'all talking all that shit about Dream Doll last week. Now, y'all don't want to put her in the running.
But, she had that hot
You got to
give
it to her.
Hold on, she had the diss track, and then what else have we heard from her? What did we say last week?
A fashion over ad.
What did we say? A fashion over ad and fucking on a young nigga. Exactly.
I'm sorry.
I don't know how old he looked. He's
18, but he...
He 18, but look 45 in the face.
They look related, too. Am I on person
that
like
they
look?
Yeah, they look
like brothers and sisters. Like they got the same nose, facial structure.
That's her second cousin.
I used to feel so wrong watching that video. I think he posted her or whatever the fuck. The point is, she had that high diss track, and we said she needed to stay, keep the momentum and put out some music. Did she do that? No.
She could have teased something, did a freestyle. She could have did Thotiana.
She didn't even respond.
She didn't even have to put out no new music. But one thing I am learning, though, as I learn about this stuff, a lot of them girls be signed to stuff, and people be telling them they can't release music. So, for all we know, that could be, they might have cleared that.
Reasons.
Or she said, fuck it, and did it anyway. Mm-hmm. And the as far as new music is, under
she
contract,
can't say nothing else about it.
Yeah, that's so.
You know, look, what she say he put on her leg, Beijing? He responded.
He responded.
But did you notice, in the video, not one time, any nigga that wear a hat, they always move their hat in some type of way. He not one time put his hand nowhere near his head in that video.
Tory Lanez did come out and say that he's been suffering. He's been having some mental health issues, or, you know, just not feeling his best and kind of been tweaking a while. And so we just gonna throw that under you know, the umbrella of why he's had such erratic behavior. Probably so, but it hasn't been confirmed. So
I mean,
he's just under the weather.
He's still a hater when he's sober.
Quote unquote. Right. Like,
been on some stupid wild shit lately. Facts. I guess that's supposed to be an excuse for all his erratic behavior. Starting beefs with, you know, IG girls and that. I don't know.
But yeah, dreamed out she had her run. And I agree.
A very short run, and that's what we were saying. She needed to capitalize off the momentum from the diss track, and she did not.
She let the heat die down. It got to be something else.
Yeah. Cash and Asian is the hottest.
Right, we say all that to say Cash and Asians are the dogs running it right now.
They need a name. We gonna give them a name. ASAP Dolls, but they got their own thing about it. PMS Dolls, you know, they be emotional, they be arguing. So I mean, like, what we gonna do? Some dolls.
Sisterhood of the Tribal of Dolls.
Does she still go by Doll Senior? Yeah. Senior
Doll, Indian, Asian Doll.
Asian DeBrat.
DeBrat Senior. I don't know. We're going to get them a name. We're going to think of it, and we're going to come up with something. They're going to be a pack now. Because they both high right now.
I need them to do a collab together.
That would be so fucking lit.
Asian talked about working on a collab project in her XXL issue. I don't know who it
is. Fingers crossed.
But if it was Cash Doll.
Fingers crossed.
ASAP Doll Mob. Wait. ASAP Doll Mob. Hey. Gang. Hey.
I would fuck with that.
That'll go so fucking hard to have both of them on the track together.
Barbie and Kelly. Summer
Bop for real.
Kelly is Barbie's little sister, right?
Yeah, which one of them?
Oh, yeah. You're
and Barbie right. is yeah. the oldest child.
Well, I don't know. They got egos. I don't know.
Cash Doll like 13.
Cash Doll is not like 35. We older than her.
I'm just kidding.
But we still young.
I don't believe that shit. You can't tell me.
Cash, I love you. Honey. Okay. Cash Doll, I love you, baby. But you look like you my age, baby.
No, she really like 25, 24.
Maybe a little younger. I'll give her 27, 28.
But you know, that's my take.
She's pretty as hell, though.
20, yeah, she's still bad. 45. We just don't know how old she is.
Yeah.
But ASAP Doll Mob.
ASAP Doll Mob.
Out of the dollhouse.
I ain't still beefing.
I don't think that is ever really beef. You know how females, we talk passionately.
Well, I hope that works.
ADM.
That would be a really good look.
We have the attitudes that don't even know why.
That would be a really good look, and I'd fuck with it tough.
It would, especially the way their career's developing, man. I'm really very, very, very proud of Cash Doll.
Like, yeah. What if they just randomly drop some shit for the summer?
And her whole movement with the unity and working, you know, collabing. Yeah. Like, that's a really good look.
But the thing about the way Cash Doll moved, though, I don't, like, yeah, unity. That's wonderful. But she's really making smart business decisions above everything else. And I love that she ain't really tying herself to, oh, we must unite. Because she is still riding on the bitch on the track, you know. But she can work with you as long as, you know.
You cool.
You on that, exactly. And I respect that. She calling the shots. And she making her own little lane. And I think it was wonderful that she, smart move, putting 2 Chainz on the remix for
IG. Oh, yeah. Yes, I love that.
If they do a video for that,
it's gone. Yeah. It's gone.
Is Cash Doll signed?
I don't think so.
Somebody needs distribution
or something. You know, that'd be the thing now.
Go ahead and get that.
I'm surprised.
At this point, she good.
She don't really need it. I'm just surprised that she isn't.
Yeah, it's always good to have that little machine behind you.
She probably
turns
the wheels down. I think she
that's what I think it is for her.
She's smart with money.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had a daddy, so, you know, she gonna move a little bit different. I just thought about it, y'all. If they did a video for, right, a pink trap house, because, you know, pretty girls like trap music.
Yep.
But then it's, like, iced out a little bit, so icy pink. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, it previews ASAP Doll Mob.
A
new project. That would be dope.
They could split the house, one pink side for 2 Chainz, one white side for Cash Doll.
Oh, and that'd yes. be... Yeah.
Are you guys listening to this?
I'll let Fierce Flows for the visuals.
Because we got the ideas for you, babe.
Video director. We can do the storyboard and everything.
Yeah, I got to pay for everything, though.
Because we poor.
I just want to put that out there.
We just giving ideas.
No, but I'm just here for all the ladies. And shout out to Cash Doll for getting on the Meek Mill tour.
Yes.
Motivation tour. Her and I'm happy. I'm mad that you let them choose a location in Chicago that did not have seats. But that's perfectly fine. Look, I'll see you March 9th.
The way my back is set up and this scoliosis, sweetheart, standing on my feet for 3-4 hours is not going to work for me.
You got scoliosis?
I do.
I thought you was being dramatic.
No. And trying to stand up that long, I got maybe an hour and a half and I'm going to have to sit down.
I'm with my nice supportive shoes.
I just hope they give her the same
Lucky, I might still go, though.
same time and play as everybody else. Like, don't shade her on shit.
They should bring out Dirk first, then Cash Doll, then Meek. I know it's probably gonna be the other way around, but it
makes sense
to
go the other way around. And I hope they do it that way too, so I can see her and Lee.
Now I want to see Meek though. That's no shade to Dirk.
There's no shade to Dirk or me. It's just I'm not gonna stand up and watch them.
And then you know they're probably gonna come out late and shit because niggas is famous.
Dirk from Chicago.
They ass gonna be in the back. High as goat ass. That's what they're going to be doing.
And then, I don't want to sell out Miss Onika. We don't support Meek Mill publicly. I love you, Onika.
You don't.
Right.
You're by yourself with that one.
I will stand my ground and be by myself.
You notice that his little joint done took off.
I'm
and she kind of like...
I was tweeting him yesterday. Yeah. I be capping. I was just tweeting him. Ask Meek. Hey, Meek. But, yeah. Did y'all hear Queen Radio? I'm sorry. Did I hear Queen Radio?
I heard snippets. I couldn't sit through two plus hours of her. I couldn't do it.
Well.
I said no Nicki slander, but I'm going to be honest at the same time. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I caught some snippets here and there. So.
I enjoyed it, and the Barbs are reporting that Queen Radio last episode had more views than the goddamn Grammy.
Don't they say that every fucking episode?
Because every fucking episode, he breaks the record.
If y'all can't tell, I'm rolling my eyes. So.
Anyway.
Hard.
I listened to the episode of Queen Radio and her interview with Soulja Boy. One, I want to point out how much respect Soulja Boy had in his voice when he was talking to Nicki. Mm-hmm. I think that that's important because a lot of these people be talking to her like she ain't who she is. Even if you don't like her, just
you
look at her resume.
Respect
her resume. Period.
She
all right. Then she,
if y'all can see the daggers,
I just do it because I know it bothers.
Daggers me, so. And darts that flew across this room via eyeball.
And also, she made a good point though when she was telling people about the truth and what goes on in the industry and all of that stuff. She was a better black woman, but when Soulja mm-hmm. Boy started going off and calling out people and saying mm-hmm. he want his tens now. People was like, Soulja Boy. And the only difference is that he is a fucking dude. That's true. And I enjoyed that part of the episode. I wish that, I guess my thing with stuff like that, because she tackles very serious issues. If Queen Radio went in the direction as bringing in industry people and having those actual serious conversations. I know she's thinking about ratings, but depending on who she brings in.
Her shit is skyrocketing.
Exactly. What's a female? Trina. She cool with Trina. Mm-hmm. If her and Trina came in and they talked about the industry on some cool, slick, back, like we doing on some casual shit, they will still be raising awareness and, you know, still have that those listeners. But, again, that goes to if other people will be willing to have those conversations. Nicki in a different position than other people.
That's very true.
You know, so respect to her and respect to Queen Radio. And I just want to... that's just one thing that I like to say about Queen Radio.
Shout out to her for giving. Shout out to Lil Baby. She just mentioned how she fucked with Lil Baby tough.
Lil Baby fucked with all the ladies tough. He be fucking with all these up and coming artists. I respect that shit.
Speaking of ladies, did you guys catch the girls at New York Fashion Week? The Femcees showed up and showed out. We're going to start off with my fave, Miss Trina. She did her thing at the Alexander Wang show. They were looking like besties. Carisha from the City Girls. I forgot about her. But she was there too. But more importantly,
Trina the was fan.
More importantly, Trina was there. So Alexander Wang had a show. She was there with her. She had on a mesh Alexander Wang. What is it called? Alexander Wang name print shirt, see through, you know, nipples popping. Paired it with some black cargo pants.
Trina.
Yeah. She showed up and showed out. Blonde wig, you know, inches popping down to the booty, down to the fatty.
Oh, I did see the blonde hair.
Yes. Wisping girl in the wind. Yes, I love Trina. She did her thing. Moving on to Little Kim. She showed up. She walked the runway for the Blondes show at New York Fashion Week. She wore a gold shimmer fringe bodysuit. The outfit was cute. The wig was cute. She wore a blonde bob wig with the Asian bang. She looked nice. You know, they paid their respect to icon, to a legend.
I don't feel like that nice was sensitive. But
I'm going to just say this and I'm going to be honest. I feel like her makeup was just not very good. Look. Okay. We're going to talk about the elephant in the room. We all know about her face and the surgeries and yada, yada, yada. But Lil' Kim recently has looked very nice. I feel like the makeup for this show, for her runway appearance,
could have been better.
It was not very good, and that's why her face looked the way it did.
Oh, the contour of her nose.
The contour of her cheeks. She clearly had her cheeks done. She doesn't need that extreme contour, so it makes her look. It exaggerates her already enhanced features, and it just makes her look wild as fuck.
Shush. She still put on a good show. I'll give her that, though.
Right, because she performed Go Off.
Yeah, she definitely put on a good show.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to Rico Nasty. She walked for Gypsy Sport. She had on a silver chain mesh bra, white boxers, and denim boyfriend jeans, and paired it with black biker boots. Overall, very punk rock. She killed it. Rico Nasty was my favorite of New York Fashion Week. She's so weird, but I fucking love her. I love me some Rico Nasty.
I can put her like Missy Elliott and Milkshake Girl. Khalees Love Child. Yes.
Not Milkshake Girl.
she done?
Girl, she's done a lot. Khalees got some bops. Khalees is very underrated and
underappreciated. Which one do you remember the most?
She has a song called Sugar Honey Iced Tea. It's a motherfucking bop. Don't sleep on it. See, but I'm an actual Khalees fan, so.
Oh, excuse me. That's because you like Nas. Anyway.
Ooh, Nas is daddy.
I'm telling
you. Again, if you ever want to slide in my DMs, it's Trey_2XF. Fuck with me. All right, moving on. Dreezy. Dreezy showed up at New York Fashion Week in an all yellow outfit for the NKU show. So it was a yellow fur coat, yellow bandana halter top with shorts, yellow shorts and chaps to match. Very, very cute. It was from the Ashton Michael collection. And she also showed up at the Cami. Excuse me if I'm mispronouncing that. She had an all denim look at the Cami show. So again, with the halter top, denim halter top, skirt with open side panels and a puffer jacket. She wore that to the Laquan Smith show. How do you say her name?
Sukiana.
She performed at the Hissy Pussy show. She wore a custom bodysuit with matching hat. I believe it was custom Hissy Pussy.
Did you see the full line?
Pussy Pussy?
Yeah. It's different.
It's very different. It's a
like
lot of print
thing. Yeah.
Print like bodysuits, kind of exotic, you know, very imaginative. It's out there. But Sukiana's suit, I was gonna say Sukiana's suit was her bodysuit was on point. It's given that, you know, that hat tease, kinda how Beyonce started the trend and Cardi kinda kept going.
With them big ass hats,
the big ass church hat, the big old Kentucky.
I think it started with.
Okay, and last but not least, shout out to Asian Doll and Malibu Mitch. Malibu Mitch wore. I cannot pronounce the name of this.
Spell it.
Kim Shui Studio. Shui? S-H-U-I. Kim Shui Studio. She also performed at the show and wore them at the show. So she looks very nice too. So shout out to Malibu Mitch and Asian Doll.
Yeah, all the girls was cute. And I was happy seeing them perform because I ain't never seen that many rap girls.
It was a lot. When I tell you, they showed up and showed out at New York Fashion Week. It was a lot of performances. Those bitches were dressed down.
This is their year. So, yeah. They coming for it.
We got choices. I'm like, oh shit.
They definitely did their thing. I'm proud of all of them.
And shout out to Azealia Banks. Forgot to mention it on the last episode, but right now, I don't know if she's wrapped up or not, but she was on tour in the UK and Europe, doing shows, trying to rebuild her reputation over there. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of blogs posted about her issues at the airport when she was on her way there, but she has been getting amazing reviews.
Yeah, her show. They are loved.
Her comeback tour for the UK is really, it's happening for her. And I'm happy for her because she is talented.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to say this. I feel like New York Fashion Week was supposed to be Azealia's thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm
thinking. She started that. She revamped or revived the trend of, in my opinion, of Femcees, hip hop girls at New York Fashion Week. She was, at one point in time, the doll, the belle of the ball for New York Fashion Week, but her antics kind of
pushed her out the light
kind of rained on the parade.
Because she ain't Soulja Boy. That's another example. When Soulja Boy went crazy, we loved it. Mm-hmm. When Kanye went crazy until he said that whole choice thing, we loved it. Azealia Banks go on a rant, but she's speaking nothing but facts.
Right. She's crazy. She can't control her antics.
She's on drugs. And let's be honest here. It's a large percentage of people in this world that are on drugs.
A lot of y'all faves.
I'm just saying.
Cracked out.
Glass houses.
All that to say I hope she gets back to New York Fashion Week. Or just Fashion Week in general. LA, Miami, wherever.
It don't matter. You know, get there.
And shuts it down like she should.
She make that runway music. She a whole vibe.
Exactly. She has a whole song called Anna Wintour. Hello.
She a whole vibe. And she can rap.
She can rap, she can sing, she can dance. She's that bitch. Period.
She just a little, you know.
She's a little wonky.
Problematic.
Yeah.
Tad bit.
Damn, I just contradicted the whole point.
She likes to use words that are not PC. I think that's the problem. Yeah. She uses, you know, F word.
But see, now, why can't we all just be understanding and adult enough of an adult to take that?
But we live in a PC society. See what I'm saying?
You have everyone to say it so in a certain way and certain move way, in a certain manner.
Women
so you cannot
need to act a certain way
or
and
hurt.
Stay, act like a lady. That's how I feel. Because if she was a nigga saying that same shit, she'd be a messiah.
Probably so. But she's not. And unfortunately, we're living in a society where
we gotta take them punches as they go.
And she's very anti-PC. And unfortunately, it's affecting her career in a negative way.
Well, I love me a good messy bitch.
Next time she comes to Chicago, I'll be there. Bad back and all.
She did also apologize to Cardi. I wanted to bring that up because I haven't heard her say anything or respond to Cardi's Grammy win, which everybody is talking about.
Like, maybe she's learned her lesson. Maybe she's learned to keep it to herself or keep it off social media.
Or maybe she's too busy touring to really care.
Yeah, I'll say maybe she don't give a fuck.
But I still want to know what she got to say because I personally am conflicted about Cardi's Grammy.
Best rap. Do y'all think it was a stretch?
I said this
for
before.
Best
and
rap
that
album.
It was a stretch for best rap album. I'll agree.
She wasn't even in the conversation. She was in the conversation best album, but best rap album. Everybody, I personally wanted Nipsey Hussle to win. I feel like he should have won.
That was shade on that one.
Right. But people talking about Pusha. People been talking about Travis' album. And then early in the night, J-Rock had one. Everybody was talking about Scorpion. How do Scorpion get... Well, not Scorpion. How do he get best song?
But not best.
But the album wasn't good. Like, he had the best rap song. Shouldn't he... The album that the rap song is on...
Scorpion was my one. I love me some Drake, but that was my.
It was too long.
It just wasn't good. To me, it wasn't cohesive. It was just kind of all over the place.
Pusha T. You threw that man off his game.
I mean, to be honest, I would have thought it would have been Pusha, Travis Scott, Nipsey. Like, one of those three winning, I would have been like, all right, that makes sense.
My thing, though, with the way that she handled it, I didn't like that either. Just saying, because women, they look at us like we fragile ass creatures. And I feel like she played into that stereotype. Like, looking at it now, I feel like it could also have been marketing, but, and her wanting to enjoy her moment by herself. Mm-hmm. But the way she went about it, like announcing it, and I'm finna retire, and arguing with people in the comments, and this, that, and the third.
But that's like a new thing now. Someone gets mad, and then I'm done, I'm retiring. No, you're not.
Oh, and then I miraculously come back from retirement.
Oh, and the video explanation.
Those video explanations, how she made that whole rant video explaining why she felt like she deserved. First of all, sweetheart, you are a rapper. You don't explain shit about shit to nobody.
I mean, the best response is silence, in my opinion.
Simple as that. But I didn't like that. And then she kind of, for logical thinkers and then people that like hip-hop outside of Cardi B, it's like, you worked on the album for 4 months. You slept in the studio for 4 months. Nipsey Hussle been working on Victory Lap since he first decided to be a rapper. If we compare timelines, just saying, Pusha T, ain't no telling how much effort and work. He has to deal with Kanye West. Ooh. Okay, for the album. Ooh. He had to deal with Drake. For that album. His wife got disrespected in the middle of his rollout for that album. Right. These men sacrificed their whole career. And you saying because you spent 4 months on it, and I ain't being no Cardi hater. I'm saying, and this is an artist that spent 4 months on the album when I come from a generation where niggas spent 6 years minimum to put out their music. Like, Chevron Leo
in the studio. Bitch, you had
Kendrick Lamar locked himself in the studio for like a year.
Yeah.
So what these niggas
came carrying? Out looking
but,
homeless
but,
as hell.
But for argument's sake, what these niggas carrying a baby? No. What these niggas pregnant? No.
No, they were not pregnant. But how far along was Cardi? We're not talking about the video. We're talking about the recording of the actual album.
Don't matter. She was still pregnant.
But matter of fact, so also because she was pregnant, we posted her whole.
For argument's sake, I think she handled it the wrong way, but she handled it.
When she went on Instagram going off on everybody.
But she handled it like the rookie she is. Y'all gotta remember, Cardi is new to this shit.
Who came to her defense before when she went on what was the Instagram spasm? Wasn't that Remy that kind of like low key came to her defense? Like, y'all gotta understand, she's still fresh in the game. That is no longer an excuse, honey.
Because all the shit that she done went through, she should have gained some experience. We not going to give her the benefit of the doubt. In music years, you are new your first 2-3 years. She on year, what, 4 now? Just saying. This is your second Grammy Award show. It ain't got to be about popularity. We're talking about experience in the music game, in the industry, what comes with it. This is her second Grammy, second year being nominated for a Grammy. It's like, come on, how many award shows have you been to? You prepared for this. At some point, I'm sorry. I wish I could see Trey's face.
Because y'all make excuses for y'all face. But when somebody that y'all don't fuck with, or somebody y'all don't rock with does it, it's a problem. That just don't make sense to me.
She's not my fave. Why would I make an excuse for her? It makes perfect sense
to me. She went about it the way she did because she was so fucking frustrated. All the shit she going through with a goofball ass baby daddy / husband / little puppy dog. And then all this backlash and all the shit, she blanked out. Well, every person had a breaking point to when they just be like, you know what?
Her best response should have just been no response. But you can't kill her.
She's a street chick.
You can't kill her for feeling some kind of way and speaking up for herself. And she's young. You know what I'm saying? In my opinion, I think she's still new to this shit. So she reacted without thinking. You see, her label probably got on her ass and was like, you better restart the IG or get back on there and promote this motherfucking single.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Two things. I want to clarify that I'm making excuses. I will make excuses for my faith anytime that it comes to her personal life. Because it's her personal life. But when it comes to rapping, I do not make hey, whatever gets you in the studio, sweetheart. Okay, I hope it's top of the line.
I just want to say for the record that you said that she wasn't popping pills, and she went on this freestyle and said that she was popping them, but that's a whole other story.
Go ahead. I did say she was probably popping pain pills from the doctor.
Cool. It's okay, go ahead.
Look, I ain't in the bathroom with her breaking down no pills, so I don't know what the hell she did. I just want to clarify the whole making excuses when it comes to rap. I don't make excuses for when it comes to Nicki Minaj and rap. I might make excuses for her personal life because, shit, why the fuck not? I'm not going to make an excuse for Cardi in terms of rapping because that's just not fair. If we want women to be equal, we got to hold them to the same bar that we hold the guys to. Just like if Lil Yachty was nominated in that same category and won, I would have been mad as hell too. I felt some type of way when Uzi got nominated last year. Oh, and you said some shit about, you brought some shit up I wanted to talk about. What the fuck you just say?
I was angry. I don't remember.
You said something about Cardi. Oh, another thing that I think people overlook, because you said how her label probably got on her and told her to go back to Facebook. Oh, yeah. She has these legal obligations, these contracts that she has signed, and that's another reason that I respect Nicki, because Nicki say she has more movement, and I respect the business side more than anything.
Fuck up. Fuck
Team Cardi, sorry. Right,
Barty game. It's not fuck Nicki, but it is at the same time.
If y'all could hear how fast she just walked back when she heard that.
I said it's not fuck Nicki, but it is at the same time.
No, it's not, because it's not fuck Cardi, but it's fuck Cardi if you want to come at Nicki. I mean, shit.
Exactly. It's Barty cool. Gang all day over here.
It's cool. Niggas been arguing about Nas and Jay-Z, Biggie and Pop for years. We can keep this shit
Cardi
going.
And Nicki since this podcast started.
So. And I'm happy. Exactly. And then it's like, you have your preference.
Right.
They were supposed to headline the BET experience. I was excited and happy about that.
I was excited to see how that was going to play out. I'm not even going to stunt. Because, I mean, I don't absolutely hate Nicki or hate her guts. Mm-hmm. It's just I'm more of a Cardi fan. So I was definitely interested to see them on the same bill and see how that was going to play out.
Am I the only one that feel like Nicki pulled out of that because of Cardi's win?
No.
No, it had nothing to do with that.
She pulled out of that before, right?
After BET, you're talking crazy.
This Nicki, she pulled out of it, which I agree. How the fuck you a network? You want Nicki to be here? You pay. I think that, you know, she's probably getting paid to be there. She's doing y'all a favor, and y'all trying to shit on her. That doesn't even make sense. If I was Nicki, I would pull it out too. Fuck BET.
And one thing I've been reading about, I didn't know that a lot of these celebrities, they pay for like their own stuff. Like, she was the only A-lister for a couple of years that was attending the BET Awards. Mm-hmm. That was not a good marketing move. For BET.
I mean, she's pretty much been at the BET Awards every single year. And then for them to shit on her like that, I'm not the biggest Nicki fan in the world.
Even when she didn't win.
That was really fucked up.
It was. I feel like it was just messed up because for two reasons. One, as a business and considering the brand that Nicki is, yeah. It wasn't like you talking about two IG girls or nothing like that. Like, this is...
She's been here for a minute.
A respected business woman.
Poor marketing scheme.
Yeah, that one.
Like, BET was trending for all the wrong reasons.
Do you know what would have happened for BET if they would have brought Cardi B and Nicki Minaj together?
Right.
That could have been...
That would have been a moment. That would have been a moment, yeah.
A major moment.
They would have had a hand to do it, and then, you know, somebody kind of took off their shoe and stuck their funky ass foot in their mouth.
BET would have always been associated with, and now that won't happen, and I will never know. You know, unless another network makes it happen.
I mean, I thought it was very unfortunate that they did that, because I just would have liked to see what happened, of course, with them being on stage together, but also it was just a bad look. Like,
really,
how did
we,
Nicki, this has been on my mind since it started. Like, how did we even get on the topic of Nicki after Cardi's win? Like, Nicki didn't tweet nothing, she ain't post nothing, she ain't do nothing. In this case, I know, hate or not, and it's not even coming from like being a biased place, she was chilling, she didn't do anything. People brought her into the conversation, and that shit made me mad about Cardi. And I can say what I want to say about as far as if I felt she would do serve to win, because I really enjoy Nipsey. I'm a Nipsey fan. But at the end of the day, I don't think it was right that they stole that moment from her. That moment from Cardi, like, as soon as she won, it was like Nicki was trending number one. Mm-hmm. That made absolutely no sense to me. I hated that shit.
It's like they're trying to make them be. And like, both of them want to just let it die down. Like, I think they both over it. It's just outside entities that's like, no, man, y'all was both popping because of this, and you was popping because of that. So let's find the smallest little spark to see if we can get y'all in the beef again.
I feel like it's all clickbait and to a marketing plan to some degree. It benefits all the parties involved because people tuning in. But at the end of the day, it's just, I don't know. I don't feel like you got a heart if you ain't feel some type of way about that moment being robbed. Even though I was just arguing, it was just, you know, shit for numbers. You know? But my real personal opinion, like, my feelings was hurt. She had a great night. That was some Cinderella fucking storybook night. Your first album, whether people believe in the records or not, you made all these records, you won Best Rap Album, you won Grammy Awards, your husband finally quote-unquote doing right by you, your baby done stay at mama, you done bought your mama a house, you got your family straight, you didn't even get 24 hours, sis.
That's what I'm saying. She didn't even get to enjoy her moment before the whole world started shitting on her. So I understand why she
blinked out the way she did.
I understand why she deactivated her page, because it was really fucked up. It was just like everybody was shitting on her, like,
and I ain't have
to let her have her time.
Like, damn, like, let the bitch have a moment. Even if, like,
give her 15 minutes.
I'm just saying, like, that was just really fucked up and unnecessary, in my opinion.
I mean, shout out to you, Cardi.
But, you know, shout out to her for winning. You know, real bitch won. She back on IG, so I guess all is good.
I still feel like Nipsey should have got Best Rap Album, and I think that that's okay. Because everybody, when it comes to stuff like that, everybody got their preferences. We're going to see what happens. Is Please Me supposed to be like an official single?
The way it's been, they're promoting it, I would assume so. It's a bop. I like it.
They all kissy-kissy and shit.
Y'all seen how, Offset promoting the, how y'all feel about how Offset promoting this little single, though?
What's it called? Red Room or some shit like that?
Red Room, Murder Backwards.
First of all,
I haven't watched it. I haven't seen it. I saw a clip and I was just like,
But the birthing video of Cardi, I felt violated.
I didn't know that that's what that was for. I thought he was just posting the video. And y'all told me that was like a promo for his album.
It was like he got her with the ugly face.
I felt the same way, but I watched the whole video.
And it's like you trying to show.
I just saw the IG clip. I didn't see
that. Y'all was at a happy point, but you're showing that moment. What about outside of that shit? When you use a net snippet or clip, some what about stuff, outside of that? Like,
regardless, some stuff just needs to be left. Like,
her scream. I'm like, why would you post that? This is my TLC.
I just think that was in bad taste. It was tacky.
To promote his ass.
Tasteless.
Like, he could have used something else.
You could have used any other home video, y'all. You could have used a video with her, you, Culture. You didn't have to do the birthing video. That was too
much. No, just like. They, like, when he was showing the video that they was using, before they went to the part of Cardi in the hospital giving birth to Culture, they showed
him on stage. Yeah.
They showed him on stage rapping, and one of his kids, or one of the other Migos kids, was standing behind stage, you know, watching them on stage perform. Stuff like that is cool. But not your wife laid on the table with a cooch out.
That was just too far.
I just don't like the fact that he's using it to her situation. It was both their situations, but that's more so focused on her to sell his album. I be feeling like he be pimping her. And that's why she went back. Because when Chance the Rapper responded to talk about how he saw Offset. One, in defending Cardi, he brought up Offset talking about somehow he saw Offset making all these calls and making sure people turned in their verse on time. Why are you even mentioning this man in her speech? I felt some type of way about that shit, but it made me think, like, how inclined he is with her business. She probably did try and leave, and that shit got too confusing for her, and she needed somebody in her corner, and he does that, so she took her ass back.
I do think it was bad, like you said, for them to be so intertwined business-wise, which is not a good idea. Because, I mean, she can't.
Shit's about to get complicated.
Yeah, she'll never really be able to leave him because she's tied to him business-wise.
I mean, she can always leave if she wants to, but, I mean, if she's happy, she'd be happy. But I just feel like, yeah, that might have been a big part of why she went back. And she don't spoke on how he helped her with her business. Mm-hmm. But another reason why I like Onika, because she knows all the tea.
If I roll my eyes any harder, they're going to get fucking stuck.
Well, we at our mark anyway. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Fierce Conversation with this Barty Gang Pressed. Member Trey with Misha Patty Spell.
Barty Gang.
Shout out to No IG Ava. And Goodbye from Alice Wheaton. Shout out to Anika. Like she listened for something, girl. I'll be hyped.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.